Blog Talk Radio.
Wave your light in the air. I don't wanna drive too fast. I say I don't wanna drive too fast, 'cause I feel I might crash this year. I don't wanna do that still. I never heard of a thing called fear. That's why I'm at your door, looking this way. The only genius child that's left, doing your thing. You were a blessing in disguise. Lord have mercy. You're so beautiful, I love your vibe. Please don't hurt me. The only one can stop the time when it's her name. Your white lighter in the air, you stand for something.
Don't you sway my way, you might fade away. Don't be wasting time, just don't save the day. We make history today, now. You don't need another. We ain't even dating. We just dealing with each other. I said you don't need another. We ain't even dating. We just I don't even love you. We just a little. I don't even know you, but I said you belong. You belong. I said I won't even love you. Maybe just a little. I won't even know you. But love for you is on. But die for you is on.
Driving way too fast for my good. And that ain't right. See, we don't drive the same. And I don't wanna play with you. She tell me take off your cool. Well, maybe you ain't cool enough. Hey, I should hide from this. I just love to be alone to vibe to this. It's a sad boy paradise, I'm high on this. Rather relying on you if I'm alive with this. And I know you don't wanna hear that, baby, baby. But I'm so done with you, you crazy, crazy, yeah.
I don't even love you, maybe just a little. I don't even know you, but I see you put down, you put down. I don't even love you, maybe just a little. I don't even know you, but love you with them. But I feel it with them.
I don't know myself when I'm around ya. You're to me like bees are to the flowers. You can help me, but I feel your power. I'm so curious and that's the problem.
I don't know myself when I'm around ya. You're to me like bees are to the flowers. You can help me, but I feel your power.
Yes, and that's the
represent.
bent over this here beat, talking about you.
Yo, I took you out, but sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state, but I couldn't drop down because you couldn't relate. You couldn't relate. My mama and I'll be your boy.
Original rude boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the good, like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella, swinging F in my G. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the street.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me take the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got demon furniture.
Shy, he fight from the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass jack is really so on ice. The character is a man, never ever a mic. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice. It ain't nothing nice.
Bag and you. jump in a taxi cab, pack a bag and get away fast.
Far away from
I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing, baby, look how far we've come, yeah. I'm having a private party, learning how to love me, celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. I tried to call my mother, but she didn't get where I was going. I called my boyfriend and he said, call me back a little late, baby. I hung up the phone, I felt so alone. Started to feel a little pity. That's when I realized that I gotta find the joy inside of me, yeah. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me and my angels and my guitar singing, baby, look how far we've come, yeah. I'm having a private party, learning how to love me, celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. I'm gonna take off all my clothes, look at myself in the mirror. We're gonna have a conversation. We're gonna heal the disconnection. I don't remember when it started, but this is where it's gonna end. My body is beautiful and sacred, and I'm gonna celebrate it. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing, baby, look how far we've come, yeah. I'm having a private party, learning how to love me, celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. All my life, I've been looking for somebody else to make me whole. But I had to learn the hard way, true love begins with me. This is not ego or vanity, I'm just celebrating me. But me, my angels, and my guitar singing, baby, look how far we come. Yeah. Love me, celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. Sometimes I'm alone, but never lonely. That's what I've come to realize. I've learned to love the quiet moments, the Sunday mornings of life, where I can reach deep down inside or out into the universe. I can laugh until I cry, or I can cry away the hurt. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come.
Look how far we've come.
I'm having a private party. Learning how to love me. Celebrating the woman I've become.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Ooh.
Problem, and no one could see just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
I'm a Fool to Love You by Cornelius Eady. Some folks will tell you the blues is a woman, some type of supernatural creature. My mother would tell you, if she could, about her life with my father, a strange and sometimes cruel gentleman. She would tell you about the choices a young black woman faces. Is falling in love with some man a deal with the devil? In blue terms, the tongue we use when we don't want nuance to get in the way. When we need to talk straight, my mother chooses my father after choosing a man who was, as we sing it, of no account. This man made my father look good. That's how bad it was. He made my father seem like an island in the middle of a stormy sea. He made my father look like a rock. And is the blues the moment you realize you exist in a stacked deck? You look in the mirror at your young face, the face my sister carries, and you know it's the only leverage you've got. Does this create a hurt that whispers how you're going to do? Is the blues the moment you shrug your shoulders and agree a girl without money is nothing, thus to be pushed around by any old breeze? Compared to this, my father seemed briefly to be a fire escape. This is the way the blues work. Its sorry wonders make trouble look like a feather bed, makes the wrong man's kisses a healing. That was I'm a Fool to Love You by Cornelius Eady. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens. Welcome to another Monday with King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are talking windows of opportunity. Are you taking them? Are you viewing the world through windows of opportunity in this day? I know it can be hard sometimes, but that's what we're talking. So come through and bless the mic with your perspective on the topic. Thank you so much again for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwina, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you, Your Highness?
What's good? What's good out there in the Epiphany Universe? I'm feeling good tonight. You know what I mean? Even though it's cold and windy out there, but I'm still vibrant as hell. You know what I mean? So how you
Absolutely.
Feeling, Queen? What's good?
I am feeling amazing. I'm actually enjoying the weather tonight. I don't know what it is about rainy nights and good music. It's just a vibe to me, and I'm hoping that it, you know, sets the tone for the evening, you know, something uplifting.
Maybe
makes you just feel comfortable.
Maybe you having a five heartbeat moment. And he was like, nights like this.
No. Full cane out here.
The raindrops are falling.
They are through. You know what? I'm not messing with you tonight, King. I see
no,
how we
it is, feeling. Nah, but it is feeling good out there, though. You know what I'm saying? Nice, cool breeze. Everybody can really breathe and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because we all been wearing this mask lately, you know what I mean? So it's good that we don't have all that summer humidity and everything like that, that stale air. So, you know, we can breathe easy now, you know what I mean?
Right. And when you consider that this is like remnants of Hurricane Ian and how much damage, you know, some people sustain, you know, I pray for the families that's going through that mess.
Too fast.
Yes, did you see there was a walrus or sea cow of some sort just walking down the street in Tampa? I said, you know, things have gotten bad. That
yeah,
weather was nothing
you know,
nice.
Much praise. I prayed a lot for my family out there and, you know what I'm saying, out in Florida, you know what I'm saying? Got a lot
right.
of family out there, so I've been checking in and everything like that, putting much prayers out there for not only my family but other families that as well, you know what I mean? So you know, peace and blessings and prayers out to everybody out there and all around that's going through it. South Carolina got a tribe down there too. Georgia, so, you know, peace for all over. You know what I mean? Peace and prayers for all over the planet. You know what I mean? So,
I feel you. We need to spread that. We definitely need to spread that. That's why I'm appreciating a lot of the topics that you've been bringing, because it's like, bring something positive to. Because if we focus on the negative, there's a lot of that out here, but you be on point with the topics. I'm telling you, we deal with it.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
opportunity. All right, well, before we get the night started and kicked off, I do want to let everyone know that tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine, so how about you, Ken? Are you rocking your Raw Links tonight? I know you have an assortment and a collection over there.
Oh, yeah, you already know. You know what I'm saying? I be walking around with Raw Links out. You know what I mean? Meditation is on deck. Anybody know, stay away from me. My energy is exuberant.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And also, shout out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this all possible. And also, if you're listening in online and you'd like to join us, I do want to remind you the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just make sure that you hit that one so that you can be heard. All right, King, now that we got the formalities out of the way, how about we kick this evening off? You got something you want to kick the evening off with?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. I'm let me look up in the archives and, you know, present it as one. Okay, let's proceed with the proceedings. You know what I mean? This piece I titled Rare Moment Seized. You know what I mean? So it goes like this. Can't wait. I got a habit. I'm starving, feeding habits. Prayer's been answered. There's an opening on the planet. The bus won't rush, and a cab won't make it. Application in a role for a job might get wasted. Trials and tribulations, waiting to get demolished. My mom became peaceful. My baby is a heartfelt, sitting in silence as I receive a notification. Obligation to an occasion that's waiting, I'm now facing. Doing what I do within my skills that make me shield. My inner being so cool that my mood is kept still. I'm for real, on the come up, basic with the layup. My scoring game has changed. I'm the sixth player, benched. Defend my offense because of ills in society. No need to cry to me. I'm still trying to find me. Inconclusive, the devil pitching to these liars. Affirmation manifests through blessings with no wires. King.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank
feeling
you.
Feeling that peace, King. Oh, my God.
Thank you. I appreciate
the words
that.
The need right now. Those are definitely the words we need. I'm trying to get my notebook together here.
I knew you got something good for us tonight, Queen. Word.
I have something good for us tonight. I don't know what I can do with that. You always, you know. I love the vibe that you set off, but all right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. All right. This piece is a happy title. It's in words. All right. This is my piece I'm nurturing. And in this new phase that she's in, you will refer to her as Eden. Sacred is the garden. Wipe your soul clean before you enter here. This body is paradise. Wipe your feet. Be seated in soul. Come whole, complete, at peace. Come to Mother ready, protector, keeper. Keep your war hand steady. Don't weigh me down. I pinch an inch to cinch my waist. Don't waste this time we have together. Let's be kismet, kinetically connected. Let's perfect this space we blessed with. You be the low beat on every sound. Hold on to me, but don't weigh me down. Marry the straights, comport the curves with comfort. Bludgeon the doubt, steady your nerve. Forget the excuse, what queen do you serve? Don't weigh me down. You see, just now, my soul is weightless, flying too high to touch the pavement, soaring above the world with impunity, flying through windows of opportunity. Mother is flagrantly in love with self just now. And while her glow-up shines brighter than the sun, there is no money in the budget for the weight of expectation. There is exultation in this state of weightlessness. There is an honor in looking upon my reflection and naming it nirvana. Kiss me as if the act done simply will gently pull new stars into the night sky. Hold me as if the folds of your beholding held the bread of life. Taste me as if every pool within me held manna, milk, and honey. Show me the full depth of your intellect. Touch me softly. Turn me on. Turn me loose. Turn me out. But whatever you do, don't weigh me down right now.
All right, queen. All right. Give you a round of applause on that joint. You know what I mean? Check you out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Getting busy up in the his house. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the prompt and pushing me to write a little bit more. Definitely need to get out there. So I'm hoping we're going to get some more inspiration from the airwaves. Looks like we have some callers on the line.
Let's bring some of the callers in. You know what I mean? What?
Okay, let's see who we have first up on the mic. It looks like the first caller we have tonight is from area code 385. Area code 385, who do we have on the line? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Hey, this is Ms. VIP.
Hi, Ms.
VIP. What's going on, girl? Yeah.
I'm just chilling. This is a great, great subject tonight. Great start, you two. Sounds like snappy fingers and toes.
Thank you. We appreciate it. How are you holding up? I know you got some weather down where you are and everything.
It's just, for once, it's cool down here. I'm like, what? It's cool already? but it's just cool. Thank God we weren't in that type of zone where everybody else was. So, doing pretty good.
That is great to hear. It is great to hear your voice tonight also. But tonight, this VIP, we are talking windows of opportunity. And, I'm feeling that as taking a view of the world, everything around us could be so chaotic. And it's like, viewing the world through windows of opportunities that we can take. How do you view this, that could approach it?
Okay. I got something.
You got something on the topic? All right. Well, we'll get on out of the way and let you take the mic. When you're ready, it's all yours.
Thank you so much. Sometimes God closes many doors, only to open windows to let in blessings. So many, you can't receive them all. And you have opportunities to get your life right, to fulfill your goals, and perhaps to fall in love. On occasion, it's who you know that determines how far you go. But you must help yourself before anyone can help you. A smart mind and great work ethic will be the only way to get through. So be vigilant, be sober, avoid those who really are against you. See, it's not that they can't go for what they know. They're envious and wish to see you fail. They don't realize how hard you prayed, got up, dressed up, and showed up until you received what was for you. That window of opportunity, it comes to those who aren't lackadaisical, driven with an aura of success. So when given a window of opportunity, leap through it with great expectation. Be strong and reap greatness, and let the world see your dust. And that's that piece.
Awesome.
The way that last line closed and that opening line for me, that is so true. Mm-hmm. Sometimes God closes many doors to open windows of opportunity. We have to view it that way. Like they say, he never says no. Oh, that was an amazing piece. Mm-hmm. Very inspirational.
And there you go, Marvin voice. You go, girl. go, girl.
Yes, I love it. So very well put. That was amazing.
Yeah,
Holly, thank you so much for coming through with that. Thank you for coming through with that beautiful piece, Ms. VIP. And before we let you go, do you want to let us know what you guys have going on this week?
Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my beautiful bedroom voice diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. And we have a lot of fun. We have great topics to discuss and actually to write on. So y'all come on out and have some fun with us. And, you know, have some fun and take your socks off and whatever else you want to take off.
I know that's right.
Baby.
Exactly.
I hear that.
Exactly.
I might come up. I might come out in there in the birthday suit.
You ready for that, Miss VIP?
Hey, I'm not sure if I'm ready for that.
It's my birthday. Nah, don't just play.
Do not. All right, Ms. VIP. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate you and that beautiful piece that you wore.
Thank you.
We definitely appreciate you coming.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Epiphany's own Ms. VIP. What she said and how she recognized that is, Woo. This is how we starting off, huh, Ken?
Yeah, definitely. Why not?
Indeed. Okay. Well, how about we keep it going and see who else has want to tell us what they feel on Windows of Opportunity. Our next caller is coming in from area code 323. Area code 323, who do we have on the mic tonight?
Sincere from Los Angeles. Good evening.
I was going to say, that sounds like the West Coast or not.
Absolutely.
I know them area codes.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening, Sincere?
I'm excellent and grateful.
That's what's up.
That is wonderful. Yeah. I've heard you on some of the other shows. You are an amazing poet. We definitely thank you for taking the time out tonight to join us. You know, we appreciate when great poets take the time out. Tino, come through and bless the mic and give us your perspective. Great to hear you.
Oh my God, I'm humbled by that you're paying attention. I'm grateful, and that humbles me. So thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
Yeah, you definitely be spitting that real, brother. Appreciate you for that, man, and the culture, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
You are more than welcome tonight. We are talking about Windows of Opportunity, but, you know, whatever perspective you bring or, you know, ideas that you have on the topic, we would love to hear what
you have. I'm going to get close to that because it's called Remember.
When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Remember when remnants of children playing on the blacktops, stoop ball when ice was 50 cents and comic book man in his shopping cart was selling comic books, forcing you to read. Remember when pizza slices were 50 cents and the gypsy cabs were affordable to ride uptown from downtown for $4 and change? Oh, sorry, if this wasn't in your city, but it was my childhood growing up on the Eastern Shores, in shores of the old New York City life. Okay, west from the deep south mile, from the blueberry ridge and strawberry background, rolls that flooded the juke joints, dirty whiskey and southern comfort. Or that Auntie Pie's and Uncle Buck's rib beef ribs on a southern comfort steak eye grits with sunny side eggs with home fries and water cornbread. Tell me, you remember when you had your first kiss? That's opportunity. But then again, someone was taken as a wish. Tell me where the time ran off at. Tell me when summer feels like diving in a lake with a friend or friends, 20 or so cousins who can't swim. Am I right? No, really. On the West Coast, tundra of summer roses and dim skies off the Pacific Rim. Where we were riding the Blue Bus for 50 cents, can I remember since that was so long ago and we drank from the neighborhood's water holes? Remember when you had to become of age to step up when nobody else did, to push yourself when nobody else would? You had your mother's love but your father's wrath. I'm the youngest of five. Remember when opportunity struck? You looked up to the older sibling to pave your own way, to become that man? Remember when? Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
Hi, my dude.
That was a whole
bringing us to the forefront. That's what's
and
up.
You know, you are after our own heart because we are both East Coast, and I'm in Jersey, and King is, you know, a New York head. So those are definitely memories that we shared with you, and that whole coming of age, everything about that piece I can relate to. That was that was beautiful.
I appreciate that, you know, Coin Brother.
I'm humbled. I just was writing and just thinking about that earlier today, and just my family. My father's 94, so we spent a good part of 90 years on the eastern seaboard and deep down south, which was Florida. So my family started off in Orange, New Jersey, in Newark, and my sister right now living in Orange, New Jersey. My sister is right now in downtown New Jersey, Newark area. So I think that's downtown. So just flashbacks.
Oh, right. Okay. So we are sharing this common memories here, and you definitely brought a picture-perfect image to it. Oh, I love the way you describe a skyline when you were like summer roses and dim skies on the Pacific Rim, the West Coast and the East Coast, and how different they are and how you've experienced those. And you brought some, it wasn't a very long piece, but there was so much time and imagery packed into it. That was definitely so. I love that. I really did.
I appreciate that. I'm humbled.
You're so welcome. Oh,
keep
man.
Doing what you're doing, brother. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate all the time when you come through. You know what I'm saying? It's always a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Word out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm humbled. You guys have a blessed week ahead of you. You guys keep being an inspiration. I love you guys' work. I do follow. And I draw from you guys' work in words. So thank you so much for being my inspiration.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Absolutely. And don't be a stranger. Make sure you come over here every Monday night with different topics. We try to offer a little bit of a different vibe on things. And we hope that you come back through. We're here most Mondays. So.
If God is willing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, have a good rest of your night. And again, one love, one mic, sincere. Thank you for coming.
One love, one mic, brother.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that was sincere. That was an image. That was a whole trip. I think I need a quick. Would you like to take a quick music break? I think I have the perfect song to follow that. All right.
That's what's up.
Thank you. Again, thank you for coming through, sincere. We appreciate you. Don't be a stranger. Thank you for bringing that vibe. That was definitely summertime on the East Coast for sure. Here we go.
When I was just a little nigga, bro, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it, so when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mac a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas, singing the blues, that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying, yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that, then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes. And it's like back wanna fight. To play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport knee cake. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in seventh grade. I hated school.
Wish it had grown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys like for the boys, basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of hoochies had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown Turk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
when.
I'm not a kid
and
anymore.
Everybody
but some days
say,
I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
What?
Back but in some the days
when?
I sit and
back in the day. Well, it's the Negro. I figure that now I'm all grown up because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I'm paid, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout, used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out, I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first, so
way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did, but sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
when.
I'm not a kid
and
anymore.
Everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid.
And
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Back
in some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody say, I remember
when
back when. And
everybody
say,
I remember when
back
when.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days when I was
way
young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
Back
but
in
some days
when.
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
and
anymore.
Everybody
but
say,
some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back
say,
in the days
I
was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
what?
Anymore.
Back
in some
days
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And
every- Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Bounce.
Let it bump. From standing on the corners popping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen, for dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard, from the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all niggas know me to fail? Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grip. Bust shots, and if you with me, mama, rubber your tits and whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our block. And my plot, I'm sick of the world and split it 50-50. Uh-huh, let's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Uh-huh, let's sip the Chris and get pissy-pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my nigga Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The life and times of Sean Carter, nigga, volume 2. Y'all niggas get ready.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us. Then it's
niggas locked down in a 10x4, controlling the house, we live in hard knocks. We don't take over, we bar block. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. Okay. I'd rather that, I float for chicks wishing they ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots. All my ballers that's born the clock. No one will be on top, whether I perform or not. I went from lukewarm to hot. Sleeping on futons and cots. The king size, green machines, the green fives, the scene pies. Let the thing between my eyes analyze life's ills. Then I put it down tight grill. I'm tight grill with the phony rappers. Y'all might feel we homies. I'm like still, y'all don't know me. Shit, I'm tight grill. When my situation ain't improving, I'm trying to murder everything moving. Feel me? Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustling still inside of me. And as far as progress, you'd be hard-pressed to find another rapper hot as me. I gave you prophecy on my first joint, and y'all all lamed out. Didn't really appreciate it till the second one came out. So I stretched the game out, etched your name out, put Jigger on top, and drop albums non-stop for you. Nigga.
Of the town. your independent casket. Sister, there's no need in speeding. She was doing lays before she started bleeding. What makes a bitch wanna act in this fashion? Pulls more stunts than my man Action Jackson. A real gold winner just like Bruce Jenner. Lay the bitch on the bed and then you run right in her. Pooba makes no mistakes. She said, rock me tonight. The hoe is just a hoe, and that's without the controversy. She can make the bed spring, sing the song of mercy. Come on, touch, you can take a thousand to it. Scrub that ass, and I'll still pass. You're living foul. Now, see, it ain't no reason for you to be out here skeezing, because it's not the season. So if you want to live foul and be a dumb dude, a dumb, dumb bitch, well, go ahead. You're living foul. Give a special shout to my DJ Alamo on the help out. No, I like that.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Baby, baby. Ladies and gentlemen,
baby,
welcome back to King. Yes, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by my awesome co-host, King Atterbury. The first hour of the show was absolutely amazing. I'm loving it so far. How about you, King?
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? The vibes is live. Yeah, the music is kicking. You know what I mean? Everything is rocking.
It is. I just want to remind anyone listening in online, if you'd like to call in and join us, take the mic, share your ideas. Even if you don't think it's on topic, we're looking for your energy. The call-in number is 319-527-6300. Don't be afraid to hit that one to join us. Right, King? You're not going to bite.
Yeah, that's right. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Come through, bring what you got. Flavorize the telephone line. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes.
We out here.
If you reply, make sure you hit that one. All right. We're going to keep this show rolling. King, are you ready for our next caller?
Let's bring in our next caller, you know?
Okay. I think, I'm not completely sure, but I think this is one of my favorite Canadian poets calling in. Area code 506. Welcome to King and
Hello.
King. Hello. Hey, yes, I had it right. How are
Hello,
you tonight,
how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. And how about you?
All right, we chilling like a villain, sitting in our own position. You know what I mean? That's how we doing tonight.
Not too bad. I'm having a hard time deciding what to read for you, though. I don't know which way to go. Something to fit into the topic.
Yeah, everybody in life, you know, window of opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to do whatever you want in life and whatever is given and presented to you. That's what a window of opportunity is. So, you know, that's life. That's reality. That's real. You know what I mean?
And it's all how we respond to those things, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Sometimes
Absolutely.
We respond well and other times we don't, but keep focused, we can bring ourselves back to the place where we can actually focus and do what's the right thing to do. So,
yes, but before we get that started,
I have a few pieces that I really, really like, but I'm not sure. I think I'm gonna read one called The Open Door.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
And it's called The Open Door, if I may.
When you're ready, I can hear you.
Thank you. I wrote this poem 6 years ago. Bells toll, beckoning one and all, on foot, horse, carriage, obedient to the call, from the four corners of the earth, through the ancient door. Catholics lit candles entered, Baptists followed close behind, Mormons, Jews, and Muslims ventured, eyeing front row seats, though all of them are blind. All religions come through this door, believing only they have one, Hindu, Buddhist, and many more, bewildered, seeing all are one. From darkness into light they've come, one world, one faith, one God, one. All join hands, all succumb, this open door leads us home in peace.
All right. You know, it's always about the candles being lit, you know?
I think we spent so much time trying to be different and saying, we're the right one, we're the right one, when we really all worship one God, even in the times where there was no organized religion, when people were worshiping what we would call today primitive ways. And but they knew there was something greater than themselves, and that's really what
creator,
it boils down to.
The creator, the source of all living. You know, if you want to step outside of religion, that's how you present it, as the source, the creator of all living things, matter. You know, so, hey, we enjoyed that piece tonight, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, we all have to live in our own set living space, you know what I mean? So that's why we choose these prompts, you know what I'm saying? Like windows of opportunity. Everybody deserves one. Everyone should have one.
Yeah.
You know, you just got to keep pushing out here in this world today. We can't focus on the negative. We got to focus on the positive outcome. You know, and that's exactly where it's at. You know, forget about yesterday.
Yeah.
Work on today and enter tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So when you enter tomorrow, you say, today is my tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So make it how you need it to be.
Yeah. Right. I think we get too caught up in the man-made rules to really, I always call it so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. And, you know what I mean?
No.
Like you just
don't
focus on
to.
The man-made rules, and all those rules really don't mean anything.
You don't have to focus on those rules and regulations. Like I said, today is your tomorrow. You make tomorrow what you want it to be.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little. Do you have time for a little story?
Is it long or short? I'm just saying, we got callers on the air, you know what I mean? No shade or nothing like that, but this ain't poetical therapy, you know what I mean?
We
always enjoy hearing what others have to say, you know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying, in the short clause of everything, today is your tomorrow. So when you wake up in the morning, you make sure that day, that morning, is what you want it to be. Never mind what the system has presented to you and maybe got you used to, you make it what you want it to be. If you want to have a happy day, you make it a happy day. If you want to have a sad, pitiful day, then that's what you're going to live in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
Absolutely, and I think we lose sight of that along the way. But my little, it's very short, and it was, when I was married, we went to an evangelical church for many years. And it became, with my ex-husband, it became very ritualistic after a while. It was all about the rules. And so one day, one Sunday, I came home, and I was, the kids were really small, and they were in diapers, and I had cloth diapers, so I had washed a load of diapers, and I was putting them on the clothesline. And my ex-husband came out, and he was very angry, and he said, "What are you doing hanging the clothes out on the clothesline on a Sunday afternoon? The neighbors are going to see, and they're going to know that you're working on a Sunday." And he was quite livid, and he said, "If you're going to do diapers," he said, "the least you can do is put them in the dryer." And I just looked at him, I said, "Well, doesn't God know they're in the dryer too?" You know, like, those kinds of things, I mean, it's all very, you know, like, if, anyhow, I won't go on and on, but that's just one little example of getting caught up in the rules when you lose sight of why you're doing that, you know? It's not the neighbors, it's what God tells you.
That's true, that's very true. And that line that you had in the poem when you said that, they were all eye in the front seat, though all of them were blind to, you know, blind to the fact that those things don't give them any type of precedence over one another. We are, you know, all equal in a sense.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful poem. It was. The message wasn't lost.
Thank
it definitely
you.
Wasn't. And you, I think, I feel like you write, your writing reminds me a lot of, like, Poe in a way. It's like, you know, it might stem from some, you know, like a, it can give a very ominous tone in some of those pieces because of where they stem from. But there's a lesson that you are trying to bring forth by acknowledging that darker side. And I feel you on that part. But, you know, like King Christ reminds me also has got to, you know, look for the light and look for those windows of, see the world through a window of opportunity. It's like, you know how those a cameraman will hold up their hand with the two L's and to try to frame out a specific shot to see it a certain way, just to see it through that small space. You see things differently than when you try to take in the full view of everything, you know? So that's what I've been taking from this time, you know.
It's so simplistic, isn't it? If we could do that on a regular, if everybody could just do that on a regular basis, we have a semblance of order and peace, I think.
Right.
Well, everything is already set in place and written in the big book by the source, also known as the creator. So, you know what I'm saying? We can always be great at everything that we do, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. But we appreciate you always, Lady A, coming through, reciting your pieces, which are very beautiful and set in stone. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you so much.
We greatly appreciate your support on Mondays when you come through. You know, but we're going to send you back there to the
really,
Royal Lounge.
Yes, I will. I said I appreciate you guys too, and I mean, it's a great opportunity to be able to share with you.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to send you back there to the Royal Lounge. And stay tuned to hear all these poets coming through. And one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
You're
one
welcome.
Love, one mic. Thank you, Lady A.
Thank you. One love.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A taking the mic coming through with her beautiful brand of poetry all the way from Canada. We thank you for joining us. All right. I'm going to get a few tunes. Set the tone. What do you think, King?
Yes.
All right. Okay, all right. See what I have on my sleeve next. Let's see. No.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Mine is mine. Whose world is this?
I sip the Dom Pete
watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth issue that murderers move with. The thief scene, play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip-hop has got me stuck like a air pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. Sway Tim's on my feet, make my cypher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, I'm on tarot deep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
God bless your life.
To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. I trip through boxing crazy, just is aiming guns and all my baby pictures. Beef with housing police, release scriptures that's maybe Hitler's. Yet I'm the mal, money getting sour, rolling foul. The versatile honey, sticking wild, golden child, dwelling in the rotten apple. You get tackled, a caught by the devil's lasso. This is a hassle. There's no days for broke days. We tell us who's paid while all the old folks pray. The Jesus soaking their sins and trays. A holy water, odds against Nas and slaughter. Finger the word, best is driving my life, to name my daughter my strength. My son and star will be my resurrection. Born in correction, all the wrong shit I did, he'll lead in right direction. How you living large or broke, a charge cards are mediocre. You're flipping off for playing spit stays and script poker. From home, I need a new thuggin' for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, I flip, drill the bill to the tip. Scissoring my beats, now the income make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they like to champ up. Even my brains in handcuffs, headed for Indiana. It's been women like the Phantom. The crew is lampin' Big Willie style. Check the chip to smell, plus I swore I wow. Stash through the flock, clothes burning dollars to light my soul. Walk the blocks with a box. Checking Danes plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today. The world is yours. The world is yours.
gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters of the Real Entertainment Network. King, how are you doing? How are you holding up tonight?
Yeah, I'm feeling good up in the building, feeling good under the cool atmosphere. You know what I mean? So good, baby, baby.
Oh, man. Yep. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to talk him up because I know we might be missing a few of our favorite people, but I'm not sure who they have their money on, but I'm not going to tell them where to put it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Back to the matter at hand. Windows of opportunity. It looks like we have other callers in the queue. Are you ready to get to them?
Yeah, let's get down. Let's get busy. Who is he?
All right. Looks like the next caller calling in from area code 513. My memory is not great, but I think this is
my dude.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yo, what up, bro?
What's happening, Brody? Going on?
Yeah, you know I know them area codes. You from the home state.
I'll be knowing no numbers. I'm like, if somebody don't tell me I don't know nothing, I'll be like, yeah, I'm terrible at reading numbers. Terrible. Oh,
nah, shit, that's 518. That's from New York. You know what I mean? Word.
This is true.
How you doing, man?
I'm chilling. Stopping by. I've not been able to get by past couple Mondays, but I'm here today.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you, man, always.
Welcome. How are you holding up? Everything's good?
No, you know me. Spin a lot of plates. Spin all the plates you can. I was trying to double duty, and then I just realized, like, you know, you'd be like, I'm going to try to do this and this and this. I was like, you know what, no, I'm just going to go over here and do this. I want to do this. I wanted to be here, so I got this thing else out.
Aww.
I always appreciate that, brother. You know what I mean? Word up.
Yeah.
I try. But y'all been playing this music, man. Y'all was playing the music. Y'all just inspired me to do something. I ain't going to tell you what it is until I'm done. But
that's clean.
I'm telling you, y'all started playing The World Is Yours by Nas. And I just, I just got into a moment. Like, I was like, I was in my moment. Then I said, wait a minute. I had to stop and said, there's a remix to this. So I had to get the remix. La, 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 la. Everybody does that part. Well, I'm just playing
instruments.
Yeah. There's nothing like a good boom bap. You can't do nothing without the boom bap.
Yeah.
You just need that in your life.
I'm like, when I think about the music that I plan on playing, I'm like, I don't know how the young folks feel, but I'm like, if you're going to play hip-hop, it's got to be real hip-hop. It's got to have some... You know, gotta have that boom and bit to do something.
Yeah, definitely gotta have that vibe. You know what I mean? Word.
See, that's part of the problem. See, we grew up with real hip hop. They're not growing up with the same type of hip hop that we grew up with. Like, our hip hop is like, you know, they're gonna say, oh, it's limited. Like, what does that dude say? DJ Academics, he's calling classic OC Dusty. I was like, somebody needs to reach across. I don't even believe in violence. Respect that man in his mouth. But you ever call the progenitors of hip hop Dusty, people who made it so if they didn't freaking crawl up out the mud and stand up on it, you wouldn't be able to sit here and make your Dusty money that you're making right now, being the DJ that you are. And that's
what
I'm saying. Like
you know, all right, anyway.
you can't just, man. Listen, he'll never discovered hip hop. You know, hip hop. You know. He ain't walk up on it. He don't know what it's like to be at a block party, a blue basement light party.
Right.
He don't know what it's like to be. He don't know none of that. He just know what he knows,
right.
And that's
right.
And it's just the wackest thing, you know. And, you don't know what it's like.
You
know, talk with speakers. He's so loud, you can fall up off him because of the vibration. It's crazy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And he's just talking the talk, you know what I mean? And just like the station manager, when he hit me with that Raekwon joint, he was like, yo, let's vibe off on this joint. So, you know, I had to jump in on that. You know what I mean? So
yeah, but y'all came classic. Classic.
Yeah.
Just doing, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's the essence of hip hop too. Being able to be lyrical and do improvisation on the spot. You know, and all things has connection. That's why I was like, man, listen, y'all did that. You know?
Yeah, thank you, bro.
I'm just saying, most people, they don't see the creativity is so high around original folks that vibrate high. Like, that's just what it is. Like, it's just automatic. So I realized that a lot of people who doing hip-hop, they vibrated so high because they was really putting their truth out there before, you know, hip-hop started getting shiny suit man and fake and all that good stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I have to send you this. I was listening to a lecture by KRS-One on, like, the history of hip-hop.
Oh, he's the truth.
And his view of the MC versus the rapper kind of, like, sums it all up. He's like, the rapper is enterprise.
Indeed.
The MC is the truth of what, you know, hip-hop fundamentally was meant to be. It was set up on principles and things like that. But the rapper is just the corporate version of what they think what is expected of us looks like. This is a really, really great conversation. But that's what made me bring a lot of hip hop music to the forefront. Like, don't let the original feel and vibe behind it die and let this crap that they're making right now live on, because it's just not it.
You know, hip hop is going places that it's never been. And right now, being seriously. Like somebody sent me an article and told me that hip hop would be completely appropriated within 10 years, and we're halfway there. And it's to the point where we're like literally like people are doing certain things in particular manners, and people that becomes a more popularized version of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, you know, like yeah. not to make it sound like any other way, but it's like, you know, like when we do something and hits the public sphere, you know, there's such an unoriginality that people immediately adapt it of their own and put a complete amount of energy and money behind it and act like it's the best thing since sliced bread. And it's not. You know, and then when you look at people, the funny thing is that as soon as certain people get on, they stop rapping hard, with the exception of Eminem. They start playing guitars and rock music. But that's just me. But as far as we're concerned, you know, when we're looking at it and we're really trying to see the thing of what it is, like hip-hop is not just, hip-hop is five elements, right? And more importantly, people like to strain it out. Right now, we're looking at the lager of certain people, you know, and they're trying to give us the malt liquor and everything else. And then it's divided into all these things. You got trap, you know, you got all kinds of different things that are happening, drill. And it's all spinning off for particular things because that's what happens, you know. Mama, you know, has babies and the babies start to develop into different people, and that's one of the things that happens with hip hop. And literally right now, what we're doing is we're seeing all the money being put behind particular acts and particular things, and being lauded and being played and everything else like that, you know. But like, you know, some people say, you know, you love my blues but not my skin. You love my boom, but not the person or the skin I'm in. That's what you're into, and it's a little crazy. And it's like people are getting away from the original thing. Like, you know, people are making beats, and you know, and the digital divide of how hip hop is being done is constantly, because as we update, you know, now people can just hop on YouTube. The traditional ways that people made money that used to rob people. But I know my nephew got robbed. People ask me, why do you hate Dipset so much? I said, because they rob people. That's what they do. They legally rob people. They take it. But that's the game that was taught to them. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to people getting a fair shake and actually building things. You know, I could literally go through a whole bunch of tracks and be like, my nephew made that sitting at his computer at home.
he did this, you know, wow. He had a partner, not such and such, and that's what happens. But now we have people who completely do that. They can make complete and whole living, but everybody can't do it. You know, so everybody can't go. So I'm sorry we got into the whole hip-hop, discussion with hip-hop, but that's not what you're supposed to do. I learned my way.
You said a mouthful. That's absolutely true, and that's crazy that happened to you. And the sad part about it is nowadays, it's, you know, the way they work around it, they are just like, they really take advantage of the creatives and they put on these big displays of what they think hip-hop is supposed to be. But the
but
actual
been
creatives
doing for years,
kind of, yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
But things are changing. Things are changing, and I think a lot of people are learning how to take more ownership over their intellectual property now than we knew before. And so that's definitely a good thing. But
it's absolutely crazy. I know, like, this young boy started out with me. His name is Ozzy. Every chance I get, I use his music for almost everything, right? Because he was a kid who I met in the English class, and I said, listen to him. Spoke properly over him. I said, if you meet me outside of here, you're going to see what I can do. First time he got on my stage, never walked on stage, never walked with a band, killed it. And he's like, you're so much responsible for who I happen to be because you gave me this thing. And his music has only gotten dope. Like, I was listening to his tracks. I was like, yo, this is the craziest thing I heard, and I play it all the time. And he's an electric performer. Like, he's electric. And so, you know, you get that classic. Like, he's so much a student of the game of hip-hop. And he's the type of person, like, you need to see that dude. You need to see him. Mm-hmm. Those dudes from Cloud Nine. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Was playing crazy stuff beforehand, right? Another guy, Rashad the Poet. Bunch of people, just super dope hip hop artists, never seen the sunlight. You know, never seen it. But, you know, they was out there really pushing the envelope, really doing it. I mean, I know so many gifted and talented MCs that can really spit it, super lyrical, kick it, and that's not what they listen to. They listen to, oh my son, good dad, you know, stuff. I was listening to Kodak Black and I thought I lost some brain cells. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh my God. Please no. Every time
I was like, wait a second. I said, did I lose some? And then I watched him interview and I was just like, and I, you know how you look at this stuff and I'm like, I kind of lost some brain cells along here. And literally, there was nothing that went into my body to make me feel that I lost. I just lost some time. It was bad.
Right.
But
you'll never get back.
Yeah. I'll never get that time back. But, you know, we got – go ahead, Ken.
No, I was going to say, but I know you brought something nice and hot, you know what I'm saying, up on the podium tonight.
I might have changed my mind. I wasn't sure. Okay, I got the wrong thing. All right, yeah, let me do this because my phone is about to die. I'm on 6% over here fooling around, goofing off and whatnot. But
well,
let me see.
Thank you for the conversation. We appreciate it. But when you're ready,
always,
and like
man.
You're
history.
You're welcome. Hold on. I don't know. I was talking to Omari today. We was having a real deep conversation, and he was reminding. He was like, you know, he reminded me of something that I should be doing more of. And I was like, I hate being the person that brings down the energy of a thing. So I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to get in my bag. But the other thing is like, I'm just going to start doing super deep introspective pieces because I can't.
Flex on them. Flex.
Nah, how you gonna do? The energy is high. You got to keep the energy high. I ain't gonna be that guy. I ain't gonna be that guy. And you know, ain't gonna be in here talking real slow. No, I ain't gonna start. Let's keep the energy high.
Okay.
All right. I'll go. You can hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The thoughts of your smile lingered on my mind, lips so divine spoke, knowledge sweet, as we engaged in intelligent feats of exchange. The familiar exchange of emotional intention did not feel strange, it was warm, feeling new energy invade me, conscious, competent, elegant, confident. I found myself falling into your character, the radiance and inner shine that made me inclined to play neo-soul during our talk and to say that I was iPod dating you, checking your feels, your taste in music, creative style. Though you are miles away, I felt as if I was sitting next to you on that day. My mind implores me to want to discover more, to mine the diamonds of your mind, to gather and interpret data, to measure the sweetness of your aura. I think I have found you, gold, undiscovered, or what was lost we recovered, a find of riches of untold measure. I think you speak, give my thoughts pleasure. Light opens from a dark unaware, the effort of beauty comes from inside. I hope I fared the sea of your awareness. Well, you made my heart swell, your heart slowly coming down, and I could tell. And if you kiss my soul, I promise to hold your light, so that even in darkness, the best of you guides me. Better than making love, we make life, not intention or promise, but will and desire. Combined so that the thread that drew us together once fine becomes a rope, able to pull us over obstacles, able to sustain the weight of years and the fears of being alone. We are interlocking fingers, laced together, growing into a tapestry to cover our hearts and souls, our matrimony, our love story. It's the glory of two worlds becoming one, pushing our hearts towards the sun, and we've just begun to run our race with our love, setting the heartbeat of our pace. And what I like about you is your wild-eyed adventure, your ability to put your heart. I see your walls and what keeps you back from a lot of things, but I also see the desire and the willingness to break the surface of your plateau and move forward. You are fiercely independent, but you want trust and love to give what you have to offer. You are a doer's mindset and strong. You're so magnificent while being loving. You put out so much energy that I can feel that you are absorbing mine. It's not hard to find when you give what's naturally yours for it to become mine. We reciprocate, open, draw from wells, pouring out into each other, love, flowing freely without ask or beg. I like to see your eyes celebrate me when you see me coming, or how you fall into a kiss and want more. The treasure of your troll, the beauty of your store. I've dug deep, I found your ore, golden. All right, bro, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, come through with that, come through.
That was so romantic and beautiful, oh my gosh. I started out trying to catch lines, and I'm just like, you have to just lean back and listen. It is so, get bathed in it. It's amazing. It is. It really is.
That was beautiful. That's like something you
yeah,
can,
bro.
Like,
you'll come through with it, man.
Yes.
I'll try. Yeah. I put forth effort, sir. That's all I do. I put forth effort.
That's right. I mean, I feel you on that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Always come through with that come through. You know what I mean?
I'm trying, that. But I'm lobbing grenades next week, though. I'm going to the weeds, getting deep in the weeds. Getting deep in the weeds.
They're like, what's going
to be? Like, you get deep in the weeds or you smoke a weed? So I say it might be a little bit of both, but hey, we're going to try. We're going to try. We're going to perform that. You know, that's what I'm saying. But thank you for the space. Thank you, King and Queen, for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to come here, open and express myself. Thank you for the conversation about hip hop because, you know, it's very hard to tell people who don't understand it. You ever talk to somebody about hip hop and they ain't know shit, and you just be looking at them like, you just don't know nothing to you.
True indeed, all the time.
Just sitting over there looking like you're looking.
Nah, because I was like, you know, because one of my favorite all time favorite Kane songs is "Ain't No Half Stepping," right?
Exactly.
And literally, this person was like, "Yeah, like, who's that?" I was like, "What?"
What?
Are you crazy? Are you out your mind? You know, I was losing my shit. I really was.
I grew up on Kane and Rock Him.
Man, listen. I'll tell you right now. You play some Eric being president, man, I'll whop you in a minute. I'll whop you.
Don't get me started. That was going to be the... Let's bring it. I feel like something's going to come. Get us some ideas.
Ooh, y'all going to make me put my setup up and go play some old school hip hop, boy. Like, yeah, play some Eric B is present. Nobody beats the Biz, but Biz Marquee. I might have to do a whole Juice Crew versus South Bronx. I might have to do a little bit of everything.
Ooh, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, an East Coast versus West Coast situation might be nice too. Because when that came together, I feel like outside of the beef, the activity that came from it, a lot of it before it got too crazy. That's where I kind of grew up in music a lot. But
the funny thing is, all the stuff I listened to on West Coast. Like, I was very, like I really was. I listened to Ice Cube. I ain't going to probably listen to a lot of Ice Cube. But, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was into, Hieroglyphics, Casual, Del the Funky Homo Sapien. I always listened to all kinds of, like, native tongue. Like, that's always been my bag. Like, that's always been my thing.
Yeah.
Like, native tongue hip-hop. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
even amongst the hip hop elite, which is the group I belong to, is a bunch of hip hop scholars and stuff like that. Like, I'm the native tongue dude, right? And they're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They go talk to my hobby. Like, if people, when you tell people stuff, they're like, what? What do you mean? It was like, you know, when you tell people like Brad Newby was a part of native tongue, they were like, no, that can't be real. I'm like, no, it's very real. We say to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know, let me hit you to some Grand Poobah. Huh?
Yes. Grand Poobah.
People be forgetting about Masters of Ceremony, huh?
Yeah.
Ceremony.
Hip-hop was hip-hop, man. Masters of Ceremony was the shit. You know what I mean? That's what Grand Poobah first started off with. He had them songs like
real.
Sexy and Master Move and all that other good shit.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's definitely rocking with all of that.
I'm about to fill it up.
Yeah. Well, bro, we always appreciate when you come through, man. You know what I'm saying? You always come through with some pieces.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate the
lessons on rap for these people out there listening in. And, yeah, man, it's something special.
Indeed.
No doubt.
But before you get out of here, you want to let everyone know what you have going on? Coming up this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow we're doing Sunrise Scribe. My team from the Sunrise Scribe is coming up in here tomorrow. We're going to talk about, we're going to read some of the works that we've been generating over these past 4 months. You're going to get to see a whole stinking different side of Mojave because, you know, we don't be doing a lot of poetry over there. Really, you just write a lot of poetry. I love when people there. You just write a lot of poetry. I'm like, I do. Since when? Oh, you in my pen. You know what my pen looks like, right? It's a black and blue. You know, yeah, I do that to people. But the Sunrise Scribe is a great group of poets. We do it every Tuesday and Friday, 7:30 in the morning to like 9. But, you know, I've been, you know, school messes everything up. But I get there when I can or when I can pass through. But I always get the prompts. And it's really good writing, exchanging. It's like being in a room with some of the smartest people and creative people in the world. And they're going to come over here tomorrow and read their poetry. It's going to be nothing short of incredible. They really do really like really dope works. And so if you can join us and listen in and participate, it's going to be a fun time for everybody. So come on through tomorrow, 9 p.m. I think I'm calling it a special fly speak. So, you know, because I'm actually doing like 3 fly speaks this month. What are you doing, 3 fly speaks? Anyway, but it's really dope, like the literary stuff. It's going to be really, really, really fresh. I promise you.
I will be there.
All right, that's what's up.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us again.
No doubt, brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was my hobby.
So it's good having
her. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying, you know, saying that's the fam coming through. You know what I mean? Always appreciate when you slide through all night and drop them jewels and everything like that. But yeah,
right. There's a whole masterclass coming through. I can just smell it brewing. I can hear it now.
Yeah,
coming through.
Thanks.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. See what they come up with.
How about we slide into another song?
Slide into another song?
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? As the Broski came out, did his thing, and when I, and yeah.
All right. What type of vibe are you on, too, Ken? That wasn't really. Let's see. Are you feeling a little hip hop? You want to take it down a little slower? You want to
hip hop? We gonna go hip hop. You know what I mean? Window of opportunity. It's always involved with hip hop. Word.
All right. Let's turn it up a little bit. This is one of my favorites. Hold on.
I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers to throw away. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things. Ballin' the solo way. And if you pattern my trend, I make you my protege. Lost in that soldier race. Niggas don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode the face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note. I'm about to drop in the fuel. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Now my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this bitch, fresh out the county with nothing to lose.
Don't listen to nothing, no. On the ground, oh, you. But I don't do this shit for nothing. No, no, no. Not at all, you. But my money red, money red. That you do. I feel that.
Passing through stages of life, through the ups and the downs, like it's all just another test. Step by the rules like a fucking ref. I got respect and a 100 steps. Too many chains need another test. Glad no games if it wasn't chess. Come from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Come from that circle you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even though niggas ain't sure we was a mess. Honest as 10 planes to the left. Judge a young nigga by their chest. That's just no action, what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the bang is set. Fuck living basic, I'm taking risks. Fuck what they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste some time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard you can play a bitch. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure them niggas around you stick to the script. This should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but fuck what you heard. This for who walked down that road. Sold everything but they sold. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Address to whom and make it so.
Don't do this for nothing. Nah.
Oh, man. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarter, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Yeah, that was Nipsey. You know I was asking for Nipsey. I know it wasn't on subject that we were talking about, but I love that song. I'm sorry. That was selfish of me. Anyway, back to our regularly scheduled program. You're talking Windows of Opportunity. It looks like we have another caller in QK. Are you ready to
okay,
take
it? Yeah, let's bring the caller in. Word.
Okay. All right. Our next caller on the mic is from area code 501. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
This just Jay. Y'all been keeping me entertained tonight. That's one thing I got to remember about Mojave. I just want to talk about some friendly rap stuff. I can't do that with him. He's going to take it to the 19th degree. Just trying to have a friendly conversation about Brand Nubian.
Well, we're listening. What's going on? What's your perspective? I wish we could have had an open conversation about it. I feel like that conversation was going somewhere. So.
As far as what? What's my perspective on what?
Brand Nubian. You said something about Brand Nubian you wanted to bring up.
Oh, Brand Nubian. Brand Nubian. I really like Brand Nubian. When they were all together and I was seeing the other groups that were going ahead and splintering and breaking up and the rest of that, when Grand Poobah left, I thought that was going to be it for them. Them guys, they were really like three heads that were in one group. You know what I'm saying? And they really showed that when Grand Poobah left, they were still rocking hard.
Indeed.
Yeah, true facts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
But
at least I like them, you know, that Love Me or Leave Me Alone. And when Sadat got over there, oh, yeah, man, they was going ham. You know, Lil Jamal had the smooth thing, and Sadat X had the grimy thing. That was what was rocking. Outkast made that work for them.
Absolutely. You know, that could be who they married themselves. You know, the historic footprints. There you go.
We do have history as black people, and hip-hop is a large part of our history. We need to embrace it that way. Guys like Mojave, they have a lot of knowledge on it. I like going ahead chopping it up with them type of dudes. You learn a whole lot about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff and all that other type of jazz.
True.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to tune in on Tuesday night because you know his diverse group of shows are probably soon going to include something on Hip Hop 101, I'm sure. You know, tune in. I know that's coming soon. I just kind of feel it. I feel it coming.
I'm keeping my mic muted. I already know what to do when I go in there. Mute your mic, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fast and furious in there, right? It's going to sound like they're selling cars or cows or something.
Well, you know what? You still learn a lot in some of those rooms. So, you know, you got to open up that dialogue and jump in there. Okay, you hold your own in a lot of rooms. I hear you all around these clubhouse streets. But, you know.
Yeah, I'll be very selective is what you see.
Yes, you do. That I do agree with.
All right. So I know where I'm supposed to mute my mic.
But I know you're traveling. You drive, right? How's everything been on the road with, you know, what's been going on with the weather?
I'm driving local now, so I don't get a chance to see what I used to see going up and down the freeways. But it's just one stretch of freeway. I've always hated this freeway, and I would talk to people about this freeway, and they would all have the same experience. It's coming. It's going down 40 out of Arkansas. I've seen some of the worst accidents that I've ever seen in my life. 40 in between 40 and what's the name of that? I think it's West Memphis. That stretch so doggone boring. It'd be putting people to sleep, and they'd be having some horrific accidents down that way. But if I go the other way, I end up in Texas. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
Nice scenery all the way through.
Right. Well, we were able to avoid that weather. So I'm glad to hear you. I'm glad everything is working out well.
Oh, you was talking about that. Oh. Yeah, and you know what? We only got cool here. That's the only thing that happened here as far as that West thing going through. But my friend Whispers, I haven't heard from him since it hit landfall. So I've been waiting to hear something from him.
Oh, wow. You know, we're going to keep him in
our
place. Yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah. What's been going on with you, brother?
Everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Just busting a few moves within quite a few circles. And, you know, just standing on
the ground. Still making it down to the water?
Huh? Always.
You still?
I'm the Aquaman when I, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Right.
That's like.
Yeah, it can't be no
habitat.
Black Aquaman. They ain't going to go there for
me. There is. You're trying to cause
a riot in this jump.
Not a riot, when I just a recognition, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
We're talking about that conversation with our Ariel and the Little Mermaid, and all. I know what you're talking about, Chet. I see where you're going. Oh, man. That's crazy. That is unbelievable. But we should.
I ain't even caught up with what it actually is. I've just been hearing people like, why they mad about a black mermaid? I'm like, what? Well, I said, no, I don't even care. So I don't even know what's going on now. You're going to make me YouTube and all right, so what's the deal with the black mermaid?
Well, don't. The best thing about the black mermaid is to get a hold of the thread with the little girl seeing her for the first time and their excitement. Now, that I want to put in the bio.
All right.
Because it is so innocent and pure. We forget about the haters. They can hate all they want to because every girl is doing her thing. She's doing her thing in that world. Really inspiring.
I'm going to start in that area you just told me to. I'm going to start right over in that area. I'm going to go ahead and look for the good reactions and all that type of jazz.
Okay. All right. Well, the night is drawing to a close. I want to make sure that we give you a full opportunity to share one of your amazing pieces with us yesterday, so I'm going to step out of the
I ain't way. Got no amazing pieces.
Oh, yeah. I've never
Me and Pharrell talked about that. I ain't got to do no more amazing pieces. I'm going to do a plain old piece.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, brother. I'm glad you're helping me out.
Every piece is amazing with themselves. Well, the mic is yours.
There you go. You on her side now. All right, let's go. The vision passed like a dream. a vision of a chance encounter, an observation of beauty, inspiring a hoping that all five senses would one day be satiated as a whiff of her perfume lingered in my mind, causing me to daydream and smell her essence upon the wings of this floral carrier, a settling aroma that I could only associate with her. The tang was flower-like in its taste, silk-like in its lattice of notes. Her skin smelled wonderful. Graceful were her movements, liquid-like in their beauty, swan-like in her wake. Her eyes and lips were in a concert, with ballerinas dancing in her smile's corners. Although we have never met, I was flooded by memories of us. I envisioned us old and happy, graying with glasses, gliding on the porch, talking about this day, the day we first met, embracing as our heavy bones soak in the last of the day's sun, as I, ever your gentleman, extend my hand, pulling my queen to her feet, as my queen leads Pa back into the house, and I turn on the porch lights. Boom.
Just Jay in the building.
That was beautiful.
Very nice.
Thank you.
There are some poems that you just want to be the main character in, just to be adored and to be given such close attention to every detail of a person in such a romantic and loving way. That is, I love that. That was really beautiful.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Y'all.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Appreciate you too, brother, all the time. Word.
Indeed.
Amen.
We do appreciate the conversation as well. Oh.
Yeah, I was kind of all over the place, but, you know, I tried to land it with the poem.
No. That's what we're here for, you know, open conversation.
Definitely.
And, you know.
Yeah, tangents. Hey, I appreciate y'all for having me. I'm about to go ahead and slide on out the way.
Okay. All right, Judge Jay, thank you so much for joining us. One
thank
love,
you, brother.
One mic.
We appreciate you. One love, one mic.
Yep. Y'all be easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Just Jay. Got to check him out on the Small House of Poetry and give him a chance to, you know, discuss that much on Clubhouse. But they're definitely doing great things over there. Looks like I would offer up the number for any additional callers who'd like to call in, but we have passed the 11 o'clock hour and we are into overtime. We do want to give all of our callers a chance to take the mic. So looks like we have one more caller in the queue, King.
Okay.
Coming in from Area Code.
Call in.
All right. Area Code, King and Queen Quarter. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
This will be Jay Rob, the wise son. Good evening.
Jay Rob.
What's going on, bro?
Welcome.
What's good, King?
All right, brother.
Allowing
I'm good out here, man.
Excellent. Allow me to please bow before the queen and say good evening, beloved.
Thank you. Good evening, good sir. Oh, I feel so special. How are you doing tonight?
Tonight's a great night. I can't complain about a whole lot of anything. So I'm just glad I was able to make it to your show in the nick of time.
Yeah, no doubt, my brother. It's all good, man.
And King, I've got to tell you, oh, thank you for having me. Trust and believe. And King.
Yeah, no
that,
doubt.
That collab with you and Van Meadows, I'm like, okay, I gotta pick up a pen and try to sharpen these blades so I can get in on these collabs that Cats is creating.
Yeah, your brother, man, he threw the joint out to me. He was like, yo, what's up? What can we do with this? I was like, all right, let's see what's up. You know what I mean? I appreciate
it. It came out absolutely dope. I was digging that. And Queen, how have you been, beloved? Haven't heard your voice in a hot minute. It's Libra season. I can't be going on the entire Libra season and not hear you at least once or twice, sister girl.
Oh, I have been in the queue, but, you know, I'm coming. I'm telling you, you guys come up with the topics that challenge me so much that I have a list of poems that I just want to run back that I haven't been able to, like, feel like I've sufficiently finished enough to bring to the Wise Son in Poetics. You know, you have to bring your best stuff there. You can't come half-stepping.
Nah, we have
come
a very
to get
good
down
going home. Show.
There
we
is
joke
a,
around
there
too
is
much
a,
for what to be said.
No. But that when you're in a room with excellence is expected automatically. You know, you know how you do. You command a room.
Hey.
And that same energy that you encompass, you bring to your show. So I have to feel like I have to step up, but I'm always in the background, and I'm definitely going to step up to the mic and try to take a
look
on the next
track. Can you hear this?
Yeah, I
about how our brother commands. Talk about how our brother commands the room. Bro, have you been in a room
down
with your sister, man? I didn't say nothing to nobody. I pretty much maintained a low profile in Philly.
But you just glided in, and it's like everyone knew you were there. It's just it's something that you do naturally. You know, you can't teach it. They don't have that in the classroom. That's, you know.
You hear this, man? Brother Jay, you be doing your thing, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't sleep on you. And like, I already know. You know, New York recognized New York. So I'm just saying.
Come on, man. I'm the cat. I'm the cat that's just around the corner making sure that the lights come on, man. That's it.
You the true element of surprise. You know what I mean? You hit them with that boom. They're like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Ha, ha, this dude here. Stop.
That don't be me, man. That don't be me. That's more my cousin, and that's more Van Meadows and the mother cats, man. All I just wanted to get something to eat when I was in Philly, man, and just chill.
Right, that did bother you a lot. We have to do another round of that and get some good food going. Because are you coming to the event that Mahapi is having in Atlanta?
I don't know, because there's a lot of things happening for me in Atlanta. So once I land, it's hard to just stay focused. I need a couple of days, so I will see. Because once I touch down, it's a whole lot of jumping. I got a sister out there. I got some other family members. So as soon as I say I'm here, folks are like, I know you're coming by the house. And that's all you keep hearing. I know you're coming by the house. I know you're coming by the house.
I know that feeling. We full of Georgia family down there. So that's why I'm like, I'll have to be low key. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And see, if I hit Atlanta and I don't visit folks and people look at my timeline and see that I was in Georgia and didn't say nothing, then that means my mother gets a phone call, then my sisters get a phone call, and they're like, oh, you act like you're too good for the family. And I'm like, you know what? I might just stay in the Bronx where it's safe.
Right. Fair enough.
You know? And when is this thing supposed to take place?
I know that it's in November. I believe it's the 15th to the 17th or something like that. Let me take a look.
Yeah, just before Turkey Day. That's hard, man. Just before Turkey Day. That's hard.
Yeah, 17th to the 20th is when it actually is. Yeah, it would be good to see you again. And you know in Atlanta, we got to find, if you can't throw a rock and hit some good food in Atlanta, something wrong.
Listen, I got 5 restaurants in Atlanta that I've already hit up on Instagram, and they're like, you need to come through. And one of the spots asked me to come out and perform, so I'm like, okay, let's see what we can put together.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a small jazz club, and they got a saxophonist that's from the Bronx, and now that he lives in Atlanta, he's like, they'll come through and spit with us, man. And I'm like, yeah, that'll be kind of dope.
awesome. J-Vibe over some jazz notes. What? That sounds like a vibe.
Yo.
That sounds like a vibe right there.
I'm trying to tell you, and if I could get a chance to do this live, sweet baby Jesus.
Yes. Oh, man. Begin to existence. I say indeed. It's going to come. Going to come through. We're trying to be front and center. Just give us some heads up. I definitely love to travel for some poetry if I can.
Ashe, yes, ma'am. Ashe.
Well, Rob, we're not going to, hold your time much longer. We appreciate you for coming through and taking some time with us and holding conversations, but we definitely want to hear some of that poetry story.
What kind of topic are we working with tonight?
Topic that King came up with is windows of opportunity. Yes.
I think I found something for that. Okay.
All right. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Where Miles Davis's musical magnetism meets Ellington's elongated echoes in B minor, I focus on you. And I love to make love to you without ever being nude with you. Let's go back to the beginning when lust wasn't on the menu, when being turned on couldn't be helped because we helped ourselves to each other so much because all we used was our sense of touch. Come here. Slow dance with me in the dark slowly. Let me make love to your dreams of us, and then let me romantically put my hands where I want my lips. And that's your hips, trembling nervously because I'm so into you immensely, where the mundane seems insane but finds its way into a normal person's unchallenged thoughts of effortless romanticism. And while we're dancing, let me whisper the words to your favorite song in your ear, while replacing those words with my own lines that sound a lot like I love you. And have champagne nights all night long with you while slowly dancing in pirouette circles. I inhale your true scent. I'm intoxicated through my pheromones because the nose knows. Then take off your heels. Throw both of your hands behind my head, hold me close and hold me tight tonight. Kiss me softly and let my plain date, let's be used to who we used to be. When we used to be just us getting to know each other, when it was scary and we were scared to make mistakes because we was always on our best behavior. There was nothing naughty about it. I want to go back to us dancing slowly in the same circles that create romantic maelstroms that become a vortex, because you are my focus. You are my hidden desires, and dancing with you like this in circles sets a stern fire with me that I just don't want to extinguish, because selfishly, I don't really want the night to end. And when you hold you close like this, I can almost feel your heart beating. It feels like we're in rhyme, rhythm, and heart sinks at the same time. And it's in this space, with this music, that you are in this time the best poem that I've never written, the best dream I've ever had and danced with, proving that sometimes there are dreams that are trapped in your visions, a reality that do come true with the right person when they're holding you in their arms. And by the time the music starts to end, I hate to admit that I am the whirlwind of shameless emotions that romantically belongs to you. And as long as you have me, I will dance with you like this again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I got to take the needle off the record. Paul.
That was definitely dope, bro. I definitely love that. The cadence, the, just the words and everything, man. It set the tone of everything, man. Man.
Thank you, King.
definitely.
It
brother.
Is the strength
so
behind
much.
The words and the tentativeness almost in that flow that you brought with this. It's just like, it's like a dance in and of itself between being, you know, enthusiasm and patience and that back and forth that you brought into this. This was fire. This was
Thank you both so very much.
Love,
I really
love
appreciate dream you
of us. To the dream of us.
Yo, you know what's funny? I've always wanted to dance with a woman in the dark.
Mm.
I was engaged to be
very,
married.
That's very, very intimate.
Man. I mean, I've got a whole bunch of slow jams in my head. I have a flash drive of slow jams that I made back in like 88, 89. No, it had to be 88 because I was in college. So I made that slow jam joint. And then I got one that I recently made. And it's just something that I wish I had. And I have yet to be able to accomplish that with whoever I'm dating. Like, for some reason, a lot of sisters just aren't on that slow dance, slow grind thing, or that whole dancing in the dark thing. And it's not that it's so dark. I mean, I'm always going to have candles around, but it just creates a romantic episode that ain't no TV. It's just us.
Right.
You know, dressed up, and we just dance into some slow jams. Because as I listen to a lot of music now, a lot of these artists don't make slow records.
They don't.
You know?
That is
they,
true.
Nobody's making anything real romantic. Nobody's making a song that can last, you know, one or two generations. Like what's that, Joy? The Peace of My Love is damn near 30 years old.
Yeah,
you know, Yearning for Your Love is 42 years old. Lady of My Life by Michael Jackson, that's another 30-year-old record. So we don't have a whole lot of that right now. And I honestly believe the first male or female artist who can actually do that effectively and come up with a slow jam that sticks, that people can't wait to hear, he's going to own the charts for as long as he can. Because he's going to be in a different pocket than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And if y'all remember, I wrote a whole bunch of poetry called the Black Love Series. And every single one of those pieces, there's a slow jam attached to it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love that. I love that idea.
Peace is one of them. So I wrote 12 or 13 Black Love Series pieces, and each piece has a different, you know, Lady of My Life, Yearning for Your Love, Take Me Back, all kind of stuff. He's No Good for You.
Mm.
I'm sorry, what was you saying, Queen?
I was gonna say the piece that you read. Is there a song that goes along with that one as well? So that's
Lady of My
Life. Lady, yeah. Hear that.
Because
with
it's
the hands and the
with
small
the cadence.
The back of,
yes, that part. You know,
I see what
and the piece is written with there's nothing sexual. It's just a dude and his girl into each other and in the middle of the living room, and they just dancing in circles to this one song. He's got his hand on the small of her back. His other hand is at in between her shoulder blades, and he's just pulling her close, and she takes both of her hands, and she wraps both of her hands behind his head and brings him closer. And they're not dancing fast. It's just a nice slow grind, one set. It ain't no grinding. It's just one step,
shift. One step, and you just listening to Lady of My Life while this piece is being played.
So that is a whole vibe in and of itself. Feel that. I totally feel that.
So the next group of pieces that y'all are going to get on my YouTube channel will be the Black Love series. It'll encompass all this stuff.
Because
I wanted to write.
Oh,
it's going to be so dope. But I really wanted to create something. And please, excuse me for taking up so much time on your show. Please. I wanted to create a love series of pieces from a black man's perspective, because oftentimes we don't get to tell sisters how much we love them. You hear dudes talk about, I want to bang you, I'm trying to get with you, I'm trying to just sex you and all that other shit. And sisters deserve to be romanced. Sisters deserve all the things that lead up to all that other bedroom stuff. But what happens from the time I said hello to getting to know you and all that other, a lot of times, especially in the information age, is missing. It's Netflix and chill. It's Hub Grub, Netflix and chill. We not going on dates no more. We not holding hands in public no more. We not doing cool shit. We not, you know, when the leaves are changing, we not kicking the leaves in the park anymore. We're like, so what's up? What you doing? WYD. You know, we're not even asking, what are you doing? We're not even having extended conversations. And that's what the Black Romance series is about. It's about, you know, boy meets girl and boy wants to get to know girl. And everything about their relationship is a chess piece. And you know, there's just something about dancing in the dark that just adds a different part of the flavor to whatever they're talking about.
It really does. It really does. I feel like that is a definition of, like, true intimacy. And I think that's the thing that's missing nowadays, the intimacy, a genuine closeness where both parties are letting their guard down enough to be vulnerable and vulnerable enough to be seen completely, to be held wholly. Doesn't happen anymore. Everybody is just trying not to get hurt. So they're never intimate. They are just interacting. And, yes,
there
I definitely
go.
Need it. Yes.
We're playing defense.
Everybody's
defensive.
Everybody is defensive. Nah. That's true. Everyone's afraid. It's the scared generation. But that's a whole other topic that we have to get into. They're very afraid nowadays.
But it's funny. Regardless of the generation, I'll speak for folks that's in their 30s up. For men, you can see a woman that's very attractive and you're still trying to figure out, what can I say that's going to capture her attention and keep her attention? Because if she's attractive, guys are always hitting on her. What's different from you? And then on the flip side, women are thinking, oh, well, if he's a handsome guy, then he's strictly just after one thing because other women are approaching him as well. And it's never the whole, let's converse this whole thing out. And can we converse enough to a point where we can slowly begin to drop our guard and then let things happen? And then let's, you know, because on the cell phone, you have options. Whereas before cell phone, your option was the person you really was trying to holler at.
Right.
You know, now you got Tinder and all this other nonsense.
Right. And another thing is consistency. Back in the day, if you wanted a person's attention, you had to show up consistently, showing them that I am this man, I am this woman, this is what I do. And then, you know, that is who you would naturally be attracted. Nowadays, everybody got smoke and literal smoke and mirrors and filters. You never actually get in the know the real person. So,
And it's funny. I spoke about this to my niece, and I said, I want you to pay attention to a man's conversation. Whatever he mentions a whole lot of in the initial stages of getting to know you, that's who he is. If if he's not asking you questions about you and the things that make you tick, not your romantic side, but the things that make you tick. Do you like to read books? Do you like to play chess? Heck, do you like to play Scrabble? You know, now you are into video games, because everyone can do the video game thing, but find out what it is. But if he says something like, so what's up with that? We know where that's leading. And he was like, all right, we'll dig this. You know, when can I slide through? We know where he at. Yeah. But he didn't ask me. I told him, ask this dude that's trying to talk to you real quick. Ask him what color your eyes are. Just ask him. Ask him, do you have one dimple or two dimples? And tell him that you got to answer this question in 5 seconds. Do you have, you have one dimple or two dimples, and what color your eyes? If he can't tell you that, but he's telling you he into you, he lying to you. But he's trying to come to your house. He ain't trying to take you out. He's trying to come to your house. You know, I'm like, nah. When are we going on a date? Ask me out. And she's like, you know, once I started telling him to ask me out, he stopped talking to me because he know that you're smarter than that.
Cut the grass now.
You can ask him.
Makes me
there high. You go. If you ask a brother, what's the last book you read? And he's like, nah, I don't read books. We know where the conversation's leading.
Exactly. Yes. Yes, indeed.
So,
there you go. That's a lesson young girls need to understand. And then maybe it won't be where this epidemic of what they're saying men believe. Well, women behave. They say young women behave like men. And my argument is young women behave like men because they feel like they have to take the role of a man because they can't let their guard down enough to be their softer side. They have too many things that they feel like they need to protect themselves from because they've never known a lot of times true intimacy that wasn't attached to some sort of a handle. Or we could go on this conversation. It goes way off of the tangent of what tonight's show was based on, but I am really enjoying it. I love talking to you. You guys, you're so smart, too. The wise son. I love
thank conversation. You so much, Joe. Again, I'm sorry for taking up so much time on your show.
That's all right. We appreciate you, brother. You know what I'm saying? With the poetry you come through, with the conversation and everything, and schooling these people out here on what used to be can still be. You know what I mean?
Right.
Takes a
fact,
different breed. It ain't cut from that cloth. You know what I mean? Word.
Absolutely.
It's
well, listen, let me slide to the left. Oh, yeah.
Wait. Before you run. Please let us know what you have coming going on this week, if you please.
Oh my God, me, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone within the sound of my voice, please tune in this Thursday, 9 p.m. There's this show called The Get Down, hosted by this cat named Van Meadows and his little brother J. Rob the Wise Son. These two cats are hilarious. But the poetry is on point. And I urge you all just to take a listen. And if you've got some poetry, regardless what you think the topic is, slide through and share with us your gift, because this is a safe space for all poetry. And you're never going to hear a bad word from either one of us, because we want to hear it, because we're about the art. And we love poets. Mm-hmm. And we love poets who share their poetry. And we love poets who don't share their poetry, because it's all one community. But Thursday night, come through, 9 p.m., The Get Down. Van Meadows, John Robinson, Wise Son, Poetic. See you there.
All right, that's what's up.
Indeed.
Absolutely.
All right, J. Rob, the Wise Son, we thank you again so much for being here, for coming through, for taking the time, for sharing your wisdom with us. Right.
Thank you both for having me. I appreciate you. One love, one mind.
One love, one mic. Oh, man. Please. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the legendary J. Rob, the Wise Son. We can't rush off. No Call Left Behind.
That was the impeccable J. Rob, the Wise Son. You know what I mean? put some respect on that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, Queen, we had such a fabulous and wonderful show tonight. How about we end the show with some good music? You know?
I'd love to, but it looks like before we do, we have one last caller that raised their hand.
Let that caller through.
Would it be a Monday night without our station manager blessing the mic for us tonight? It's none other than Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Welcome to Kenya Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening?
What's up, bro?
Oh, man, what is happening? I am doing great this evening. King and Queen's Quarters, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. I've been listening in, and what a dynamic show y'all have on here tonight.
Thank you.
Woo.
Oh,
Thank you.
What's good, man? What's good?
Hey, I'm going to tell you what's good. I'm going to tell you what's good. The 49ers beat the Rams. You know what? I ain't got to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what's good. That's what's good.
All is right with the world.
Absolutely.
You know what else I'm going to tell you what's good?
What's up, bro?
It's so much feedback on that collab me and you did, man. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, man. That was an awesome collab, brother. Thank you for collabing with me, man. Thank you for letting me be a part of it with you, bro.
Man, you threw the joint. You was like, yo, let's do it to this track, bro. Let's see what we can do with it. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. It's phenomenal, bro. I mean, the timing, the cadences, hey, man, and that classic hip-hop track, Verbal Intercourse, from Raekwon, the chef of the Wu-Tang Clan. His first solo album, one of the iconic hip hop tracks. And King, you did your thing by putting that together, bro.
Yeah, thank you, brother. But you know, it was only right the way you spit it out. I was like, yo, I gotta let bro in first, and then I come after him. It's only right because everything meshed together correctly. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I was in there like a fake ass producer. You know what I mean?
It's all good, man. Hey, that was that work, man. It was excellent, bro. Excellent, excellent.
Thank you.
Indeed. So Poetic, how are you doing? How are things going on your end?
Oh, man, everything is good. You know, I don't complain. You know, I just take the shots and just keep it moving, you know, because life, to sit back and wallow in what could be a defeat, and when you can take that and turn it into a positive. So I'm doing great. Everything is good. I ain't got no complaints.
That is wonderful to hear. Well, this is a school night, and I do not want to hold you all night. It's great to hear that you're doing wonderful, and I hope that you brought some poetry for us to hear tonight.
I did. In honor of your topic, man, I wrote this piece a while back. It's called Connective Opportunity.
Ooh, sounds amazing. When you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. Let me tell you about connection. It cannot happen unless opportunity allows you and I to meet at an intersection. An intersection that is divinely created on purpose, and I suppose that this opportunity has challenged you and I to create some form of communication, where I say hello and you say hi with determination, that just maybe, we could have this beautiful connection made by opportunity through conversation. We share pleasantries, exchange smiles and deep soul-piercing stories and stares with simplicities. Of seamless discussion of who we are in a short period of time, the awkwardness of our interaction is no crime. Matter of fact, it tells us it's okay to be nervous. Then opportunity gets jealous because we find some commonality while we build this connection. Our conversation leads to intrigue and reflection that demonstrates for this short moment we have a connection with a commitment. and no amount of emojis can express the level of excitement I have for you only. So I am grateful for this historic opportunity to be in the presence of yours and my connection exclusively. Poem.
All right, brother. That's the station manager. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man.
Appreciate you.
First time
appreciate
I've ever
you.
Heard a lesson be romantic at the same time, because that's the truth. We can try to orchid things however we want to, but you don't need it. That divinely inspired intersection that you mentioned. Ugh. So well written. I love that. I really do. That was
appreciate
beautiful.
You. And it kind of goes on to what J-Rob was saying, and how we've lost something in the opportunity to be romantic and to just the sheer opportunity for connection, to be able to look at somebody and say, hey, you know what? I really think you're attractive. Is it okay if we just exchange numbers and we can maybe go out on a date or two and see where it goes just because of this opportunity? Mm. So, yeah.
Absolutely. That's true. Yeah, to take that chance. Oh, that was a great, great, great piece. Thank you so much for bringing it to us. Real.
We appreciate that, brother.
Oh, yeah. While we have you on the mic, do you mind giving a quick rundown of what's going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Oh, y'all want me to be quick, but you let Mojave and J-Rap talk for almost an hour. They took up the whole time. So y'all want me to be quick? Okay. BSC privileges. I get it. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, bro.
That was like
Hold on. DSP privileges 2, LSP privileges 0. I got it.
Let's rewind a little bit.
You got to talk to my phones about that. I ain't got nothing to do with that. You know what I mean?
And when my brother was on, man, he was talking so long, man, I kept putting tables out there for him to stop jumping, but he just kept jumping over them. I mean, what am I to do with that? But okay. Let me go ahead and give the Epiphany lineup for the week. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard from Mojave. Please join him tomorrow night for his outstanding show. 9 p.m. as always. Wednesday night, Miss VIP, the Perla Negra, the Erotic Love Zone. You don't want to miss it. And yes, Thursday night, y'all, you heard from Mr. DSP, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, J-Rob, the Wise Son. You do not want to miss that show, The Get Down, with he and I, Poetic. And then Friday night, y'all, is going to be the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, and Trisha Stanberry, running the event page. Saturday night, y'all, let's talk about it, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, we'll be right back here for another fine edition of King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Back to you.
That's what's up. Hold on. I got a question, though. All right.
Yes, sir.
Being that the station manager is in his bag, am I going to get a pink slip or something because of what Queen did?
He got a little Adam complex. Lord, it was the woman that you gave me.
Right? Look, I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Hey,
like,
man,
he didn't
listen.
Like he didn't ask for apple pops.
Right. Hey, man, listen, nah, I don't hand out the pink slips. That usually be the CEO, but he usually only hand them out when somebody has impersonated him. So if you ain't doing, yeah,
Yeah.
Hey, Trina, baby, I've been thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Baby, baby. You know, as long as you're not imitating them, you won't get the pink slip, right? But if you imitate them, you might get the pink slip. But this is what I usually say, man, just show up for work the next day anyway. It don't even matter.
I have a lawyer on retainer, so I'm just saying.
You won't need them because too. If you throw me on the one more bus, I'm coming to see you. You're going to need some to get your retainer.
That is.
My Philadelphia lawyer is Jewish, and they on retainer. I mean.
Oh, man.
My God.
Hey, but let me go ahead and get out of here, man. It's just a dynamic show again, man. Appreciate what you do here at Epiphany. The poets love you. We love you. Hey, I got to reach out to the CEO to see if next Monday, if we could possibly get the Soul Cafe on. Stay tuned. I will let you know what it is if he feels like coming back out of retirement to, you know, because I know how he is. He done got that itch back. So well, I'm going to see if he wants to show next Monday.
Yeah,
I want
to talk to the CEO, too.
Yeah. Let them know, man. Just don't impersonate him. You impersonate him, it's like, that's what you should do. You should call him and impersonate him. But like, yo, for real. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, man, but let me get out of here, man. I don't know if you have any more calls, but I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. See y'all tomorrow
night.
Bro, we
appreciate you, man. Love you, man. Word up.
Love y'all too, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, P working. I'm very sorry. Thank you very much for coming through to our amazing station manager, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic the Great. Coming through with that amazing piece. I'm sorry if I feel like I rushed you. I'm very sorry. I love talking to you. Come back on through your hair. And King, if you keep praying to throw me under the bus like that, you're going to have words. You know, I think we need to have a meeting. We need to have a meeting.
Ain't no words when I can't be getting in trouble on a job. You know what I mean? So somebody got to hold the weight.
If I get caught, us got caught. You hear me?
Look, if you get fired, you'll get rehired. Don't worry about it. But I can't be taking the weight for any of that. I've never been fired from a job, so I'm just saying. You know what they say, shit rolls downhill. You know what I mean? You'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
As they say
I'm from East Coast too. I know what UBI means. Get on where you get.
Yeah. As they say in the church.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. I see how you feel. This how we end tonight, King. This how we end tonight.
We're going to spend it off with a song and let everybody know where we at. So, one love, one mic. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate everybody. And stay tuned for next Monday. You know what I mean?
Indeed. And I just want to take a second to tell everybody, thank you for coming through. Poets, if you're listening in online, and those that called in and had the courage to share with us, our regulars that come through and make sure that they're on the mic no matter what you're doing in your busy schedule. I want to take the time out to thank all of you guys for coming through. Blessing the mic and taking your time. It's been an amazing night. And join us back here on Monday night. If it's not us, it might be the Soul Cafe. But either way, it's going to be a vibe. Tune in. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh.
They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide.